Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure to have our next guest with us from Pivotal Help. It's Brianna Bedore. Brianna, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you so much, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
So for our listeners who may not know, we've had you on a couple of times talking about Pivotal Help. Why don't you explain to us what your organization is and what you do?
Pivotal Help is a nonprofit organization that provides funding for in-person counseling services for residents living in Carleton Place, Perth, Smiths Falls, and Lanark Village. We have sort of like pop-up application windows that come up on our website, pivotalhelp.ca, whenever we have the funding available to be able to offer these windows. And so essentially, if residents of the locations that I've mentioned do not have access to employer benefits and they're having a hard time getting into quality counseling services, they can apply for funding. So long as they live in those areas and don't have employer benefits and can make it to their scheduled sessions, they are eligible.
So how did this idea come to be? I mean, it's a great idea. It almost seems like an obvious one, but many great ideas do seem like that once you're presented with them. So how did this happen? How did this come about?
It's a very, very long story, Bob, but the short version is that during the pandemic and post-pandemic, as an educator, I saw a very serious need for mental and emotional health services within my school community, but also in my own sort of unit, like my family, my friends, even myself. Like, so many people were struggling with so many things regarding their mental and emotional health. And I personally like do have benefits for these services. And when I was going through a tough time at various points in my life, could access quality counseling. And I just got to thinking, like, I can't imagine not being able to access service when in crisis. And I just think that counselors should be as accessible to Ontarians as doctors.
I agree with you 100%. I've used counseling services as well, thanks to my benefits and some other local programs. And it also brings the conversation, I don't want to say into the forefront, because we've had many conversations about mental health, particularly in the last decade, but it helps it stay there. And it helps people realize that this is a viable option for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you're able to talk to a trained professional to help you heal, you know, from past or present trauma, the difference is incredible. And I just feel that everyone should have access to that kind of offering.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. So you can only obviously help so many people, and that's where these funding windows come in, right?
Absolutely. So we were very, very fortunate to receive a large grant from Lanark County. We're so grateful. So we received $20,000 from Lanark County this year for 2023. And we were able to host two funding windows to be able to help 9 people per window. So just from that grant, we were able to assist 18 local individuals and provide 8 sessions each of quality counseling services to these people. And we're just so grateful. So in 2022, which was our first year of operation, we were able to fund 8 sessions per person for 24 people. And now in our second year of operation in 2023, after this next funding window on July 22nd, we'll be up to helping 30 people in 2023.
That's amazing, because when you consider that number was zero, those people who were not going to get that help, like 30 is a significant number.
Yeah. So essentially, the more donations we receive, we're totally dependent on business partners, sponsors, public donations, grants. So, you know, the more funding comes our way, the more people we're able to help in our community.
And are you getting like help from the counselors themselves? Are they offering reduced rates or anything like that to help make this a reality?
So are you mentioning our roster professionals?
Yeah.
So our roster professionals are absolutely incredible. All of their biographies can be viewed on our website, www.pivotalhelp.ca. And so when people apply for funding services, they can actually choose which counselor they'd like to work with. And if the counselor has the availability and we're able to make a match, then that happens for these people who are applying. And they range in terms of their qualifications. We've got social workers, we've got coaches, we've got psychotherapists. So we're very fortunate to have a wide array of amazing professionals on the roster.
That's incredible. And all of them, like you said, they're covering quite the array of different topics so people can get the precise help they need. I know in some services, you're sort of, and people can be grateful for this, of course, you sort of are pigeonholed into who's available. So this is a little bit of a different way to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, we're very grateful. Our board of directors is very strong as well. We've got like there's myself, there's Haley Bose, Melanie DeLille, Veronica Filisardo, and they all have amazing background stories in terms of mental and emotional health and, you know, lots of experience that way. Also lots of experience with fundraising and advocacy. So we've got a strong board and we've got a strong team of volunteers. And I just think that teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about this funding window that's coming up. It is opening July 22nd.
So the funding window, each window is sort of funded by a different pool of money brought together by different organizations or businesses or individuals. So this specific window is actually, you know, kind of coming together from money from Tanya Evoy of Evoy Real Estate, who's been our organization partner for the past 2 years. We're so grateful for her and her team. So that's contributing to this next funding window on July 22nd, as is the work that we did with Docs on Ice. So that was an awesome event that was put on at the end of March, beginning of April. And through the work that Pivotal Help did with the Docs on Ice event, that's contributing to this next window as well. So yeah, that's sort of where the window comes from. And then we do have a new initiative coming out, and we are going to be announcing this soon. So you're sort of the first to know, Bob, but we are looking at asking businesses if they'd like to host their own funding application windows. So that's going to be a really cool opportunity for businesses to give back to the community and to host their own window, which is such a tangible, powerful way to make a difference in real time.
When you say host your own window, what does that entail?
So if they were to contribute a certain amount of money, which, you know, we can discuss with them via email, via phone, then they would be sort of the driving force behind offering that window. So we don't typically offer a window unless we have about $5,000 saved. So let's say, you know, about $1,000 or $1,100 helps one person for 8 sessions. So, you know, approximately that much money. So if we had a business offer up, say, you know, $5,000, that's enough to host their own funding window. They could also partner with another business that they're comfortable collaborating with and sort of go in on that together. And the two businesses could host their own window. So, that's just a really neat opportunity that's going to be rolling out soon for local businesses.
That's fantastic. You know, I have a feeling that we're, you know, talking about an organization that is going to do nothing but continue to expand and grow. Where do you see Pivotal Help moving in the future?
I would really like Pivotal Help, and so would my board of directors, to expand to be able to help all of Lanark County. So right now, you know, because of the grant from Lanark County, actually, we were able to expand to Carlton Place in 2023. So it would be really nice to be able to cover all of Lanark County for services moving forward, and also to move into becoming a charity, a registered charity. So right now, we're a registered nonprofit organization, and the long-term goal is to become a charity.
Fantastic. Well, Brianna, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, as you always do. If anyone would like to get more information, I'm guessing that your website is probably the best place to go.
That would be amazing. It's www.pivotalhelp.ca.
We're going to put a link up with this interview once we post it. Brianna Bedore, as always, a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.